The Outpost Radio on Demand. Here's Art Young from the Outpost Magazine.
If you aren't inspired at the conclusion of this edition of the Outpost on Demand, well, you weren't listening closely enough. Hi, I'm Art Young. I'm the editor of the Outpost Magazine, and our guest today is one of the bright lights of outdoor sports. After having his spinal cord severed in a freak hunting accident, requiring him to undergo 13 different surgeries and have a permanent tracheal tube in his throat, Joshua Carney pulled that tube out one day, and something amazing happened. I'll let him tell you the story. In the meantime, welcome to the Outpost, Josh.
Hey, Art. It's a pleasure to be on Outpost.
Great to have you. Having seen you in action on hunting TV shows and at your motivational speaking gigs, it is obvious that you are not defined by your handicap. When your life was forever changed on your first turkey hunt, what were you thinking?
You know, Art, I mean, at the moment, I was 13 years old at the time when it happened, and you know, it's a huge life-changing experience. I mean, you know, being at that age, you know, when everything's going great for you, you know, you're finally, you know, figuring out who you are, who you're becoming, and, you know, just something just as drastic as that happens, and, you know, it's a huge life-changing experience. So, you know, after that, I was like, man, well, what happens next? And, you know, when I asked myself what happens next, I mean, that's where my journey began.
And what a journey it has been. So tell us, what happened? You're lying there. You've had 13 different surgeries. You've got a tracheal tube in your throat. What happened when you pulled that tube out of your throat?
Well, the funny thing is, I mean, the doctor came in and the first visit, he said, you know, you've since your injury, you won't be able to walk again. And you know, that was, you know, devastating news to hear. And the next time he came, he said, well, since you had a trachea in your throat for so long, you won't be able to talk. We're gonna have to put a trach in your throat so you could talk. And you know, that news upset me, and I was like, you know, this is not gonna happen. And I pulled a tube out of my throat, and I was like, no, you're wrong. And I shot the nurses and everyone in there, and you know, just like, just don't talk, you know, rest your voice, you know, you weren't supposed to pull the tube out or anything like that. It's like, well, you know, you're not gonna tell me what I can and can't do, you know.
Yeah. Well, something weird happened, didn't it? I mean, I follow your story just from reading some background, and you got an ability when you pull that tube out that will actually help your hunting career.
Yeah, I mean, it was weird at the time because, like, actually when I pulled it out, the nurses, I had to go through, like, rehab to, like, get my vocal cord strength back. But when I did it, when I pulled the tube out, it altered my voice. And, you know, being at 13, you know, you're hitting at puberty stage, and, you know, everything's, you know, changing for you. And my voice, it actually didn't, when I pulled it through about it, it actually didn't change. It left me with a raspier pitch, and it allows me to make different animal sounds, which I only discovered a couple years ago. I mean, it's, I think it's 3 years now I discovered it, and it's been amazing ever since.
Well, I read you could imitate more than 10 species of turkeys in various settings and without the help of a standard turkey call. Do you even know how you can do this?
You know, I do give credit to my injury for sure, you know, my accident. But, you know, one day I was at a turkey show and this guy was trying to sell me a turkey call. And one thing that that really annoys me is like a really high-pitched squealing call. And he was trying to sell it to me. And I was like, no, I'm sorry, I don't want to buy it. And he's like, well, what kind of call do you use? I was like, I can do that with my mouth. Now, at the time, I was, you know, just, you know, talking games, so the guy would tell me a call. And he called me out on my bluff. And he was like, well, let's hear it. So I started doing some, you know, started trying to imitate the call. And the owner of the company turned around and was like, is that our call? He's like, no, that's a kid. And the guy, he ran me away from the booth, actually. So
that's
I went
funny.
To another booth, and they were playing. They were doing calls. I was like, "Well, let me try and, you know, mock you." And he played a call. I do it behind him. I was like, "That's really good." And I was like, "Well, what other calls can you do?" I was like, "I don't know. I just learned that 10 minutes ago."
That's funny. Well, let's talk a little turkey, Josh, shall we? You know,
yeah, let's talk it.
What is your go-to call? I mean, we got audio here. This is fun when we, you know, actually have somebody who's got this kind of skill. And remember, folks, this Josh is not using anything other than his God-given voice. What is your go-to call when you're trying to get a gobbler within shooting distance? And you don't see him yet, but you know he's out there.
Man, for me, it all depends on the situation, the scenario. I've done some hunts where You know, the gobbler hasn't responded really well to hand calls, you know, because they're in their stage where they want to show dominance, and, you know, they're all about being territorial. And I've had some where they just don't respond to a hand call that great. So I like to mix things up, and I'll do a hand call, and then I'll gobble. I'll cut it off with a gobble. And, I mean, I've got some great reactions out of that. And one of my most prized hunts was in Missouri, and we're hunting, and there was three of us, and it was the guide and the camera guy, and they were calling, and I was just sitting back. And the birds, they just weren't responding, but they wouldn't come in. And I was like, well, can I try? And I called. I did a hen yelp, and I cut it off with a gobble. And I did it twice. And after that, we had a gobbler sitting in our lap at 25 yards, and
wow.
We were back into camp in 30 minutes.
Man, well, can you do that? Can you do that call for us on the
phone,
sir. Here?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's go. This is Joshua Carney, and this is a hen cluck and then a gobble cutoff. So go ahead, Josh. That's fabulous. That's fabulous. And I mean, I can't imagine doing that with it. Now, okay, let's take another example. I mean, you're an encyclopedia of this. Say the gobbler comes in and he gets spooked by something. He sees somebody move, or he sees a leaf fall, or, you know, what do you do? What kind of sound do you do to get him reinterested?
You know, it all depends on the bird. I mean, for me, I like to read a bird. Now, if a bird gets spooked a little weary, I like to, you know, get a little excited, like fast cuts to it, and he'll stop. He wants to look around, and my mission is I want to stop the bird long enough to get a shot. I don't want to run him off anymore. Because he's already knows something's wrong. So
right.
If a gobbler, he finds somebody, he sees something he doesn't like, or he spooks a little bit, what I'll do is I'll go, and it'll get his attention long enough to peek his head up and, you know, make him, he'll either come back, strut, or he'll peek his head up just long enough, you know, to get shot off.
Uh-huh. That's fabulous. Well, you know, you do some other calls. It's interesting about turkey hunting, and I don't know that I've ever met anybody that has your ability to do this, but other animals in the woods tell those turkeys it's okay to, you know, come in closer. I mean, there are
mm-hmm.
owl calls and all kinds of other, what is, you know, give me an owl call or some other, you know, kind of animal calls that makes the turkey feel more comfortable.
Well, I mean, it's a little bit different. It's not a comfort thing, you know. For like an owl and a crow, they're birds of prey. Turkeys are they're prey to owls and hawks, and, you know, they just hate crows. And I don't blame them. Technically, I don't like crows either because they're pretty annoying. But those are birds that would really fire a turkey off to gobble. And what it does, we use those as locator calls because they're like an owl and a hawk. They're prey bird. They're birds of prey for turkeys. So those birds are turkeys do not want to be around those birds because they want to, you know, want to live. So early in the morning, you do an owl call. And normally that'll get a gobbler's reaction. He'll strike up and, you know, give us a location, and you get in as close as you can to him without spooking him. And then you start doing your hand calls. And midday, say mid-morning when the birds aren't really reacting, I like to do a crow call because a crow is a common bird that turkeys just don't like, and they'll gobble to them, you know, frequently. So I'll go out in the field, edge of the field, and I'll crow call.
That's amazing. That's amazing. It's astounding that you've got the ear to do that and the vocal cords to pull it off. I mean, with your story and your obvious great attitude, you are a role model for adults and particularly kids. How do you think, you know, you're 22 years old, 23 years old now, you've been hunting, you know, since you're 13. How can we get more kids involved in hunting and fishing?
You know, for me, I love being a part of organizations that really promote getting youth in the outdoors. And, you know, I do hunts, you know, with kids, and I think they're some of the greatest hunts that I do all year. One of my favorite hunts is a hunt called Hunt Down, Hunt for the Cure. And it takes kids with cancer out on a deer hunt, and I mean, it's phenomenal. And, you know, even with my accent, you know, my background and story, you know, I get to learn so much more from, you know, the strength of these kids, you know, spiritually and emotionally, because these kids, they know that, you know, their life isn't, you know, as extended as ours is. So with that being said, they live it to the fullest, and they still have a smile on their face. So that's probably the greatest hunt that I go on every year. But, I mean, I do a lot of other hunts with youth and, you know, organizations like the NWTF, Whitetails Unlimited, Buckmasters, the events, organizations like that. They really focus on, you know, getting the kids in the outdoors and, you know, sharing, you know, our tradition with the future. Because, I mean, nowadays, so many kids are into video games, or, you know, they're into things that, you know, they shouldn't be getting into. And, you know, if we could pass that tradition along and, you know, let them know that there is something funner, you know, more rewarding than, you know, being at home locked up in a room playing a video game all day. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what I really like to focus on.
Yeah, and you do a great job of it. I mean, you're a young man, you got your entire life in front of you. So what are your plans, Josh?
My plans, I mean, heck, I'm the kind of guy, I just live, I live life to the fullest. I mean, I don't take no for answer, and every day is a new day, and it faces, every day brings a new challenge to face. So, you know, it's just a roller coaster ride. You know, there's ups and downs to it, and, you know, as long as I can find the good in everything that I do and know that I'm doing something great to help others, or, you know, the progress in my travels and journey, then, you know, that's what I continue to do. So as far as a game plan, you know, I can honestly say I just want to live it one day at a time, you know.
That's great. That's great. That's the right way to do it. Well, I've got to ask you, you live in Louisiana, sportsman's paradise. On the opening day of spring turkey season, where are you going to be?
I am going to be at home, actually. We just got hit with a major flood, and our turkey season is shut down for now.
Oh, that's right. I had seen that and read that. So you're not going to do turkey hunting the opening day this year. Will you go somewhere else later on in the season, or what's the plan?
Well, so for me, this year, actually, our season starts this weekend, which is March 18th. And my deal is with my accident and everything like that, I have a medical device on my side that stops my legs from shaking, which is called spasms. And last turkey season, the doctor called me off of a turkey hunt from Kentucky to drive back to New Orleans to get it worked on. And it really messed up my turkey season a little bit. So I was like, you know what? I'm not going to let it affect the turkey season this year. So I'm getting it removed. So this Friday, I'm actually having a little surgery to get it taken out. And I'll be recovering for opening weekend. I'll be doing a little recovering. And then I'll get on the road here March 24th. I'll do a speaking at a Whitetails Unlimited banquet, and then I get on the road right after that. I think I'm going to head to Florida, get my Osceola. Then I'll be in Tennessee I'll be in Tennessee 2 weeks. I'll be guiding a couple guys out there, and then I'll be hunting myself. And then I leave there, go to Nebraska to Kansas.
Wow. My goodness.
Missouri. So I'm trying to do, I'm trying to finish my Grand Slam. And it's a lot of work. So I'll leave here late March, and I'll get back in May sometimes. And, you know, in between there, you know, doing shows, speaking events, and getting back on the road turkey hunt.
Yeah. Well, our guest today has been Joshua Carney, a professional hunter, motivational speaker. How can someone get in touch with you, Josh, if they'd like to have you come speak to their convention or to their organization?
You know, the best way to get in touch with me nowadays is social media. Social media is everything, you know, because it's right there in your hands. My social media sites are on Facebook. It's Son of the South, SonofTheSouth. Instagram, Son of the South TV. I also have a website, www.sonofthesouthtv.com. And my website links to all my social media aspects. And it also has an email address on there, too, if you want to send me an email and message me.
That's great. Josh Carney, thank you for making my day.
Oh, it's been a pleasure, Art.
Hey, I'm Art Young, and we'll talk again soon.
The Outpost Radio On Demand, from the on-demand page of theoutpostlife.com.